Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is The Book of Life. To help some behavior issues, a group of kids get a very special tour on a field trip to the museum. They get to learn all about the Day of the Dead to hopefully inspire them to live much, much better lives.
I may not be the town hero, but I swear with all my heart, I will never stop loving you.
Did you think it was going to be that easy?
You two are acting like fools.
Wait. Me too?
I'll do anything to be with Maria.
Are you certain?
With all my heart.
Okay, so there's all sorts of ways you can look at this movie. It's about life and death. It's about using clever tactics to get whatever you want, like lying, cheating, and dare I say murder. It's about romance, selflessness, and a whole lot of selfishness. It's about hoping that somebody remembers you after you're dead or you'll be trapped by hopelessness and loneliness. It's about good versus evil and sometimes crossing the line into evil. Or maybe it's a clever ploy to sell new action figures just around Christmas time. Or maybe just maybe if you really look at this movie, it might just be about indoctrinating juvenile delinquent white children into the clearly superior, more enlightened Mexican culture. Yeah, also super kid friendly. Wow. But no matter what though, this should have been called The Book of Long and Boring, excluding the cute little pig, of course, because he is so cute. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Book of Life is a red light. Now into a completely different kind of romance, it's The Best of Me. What if after years and years you see your first love again, and what if those feelings are all still there? Well, things, they're surely gonna get complicated.
You don't know how to flirt, do you, Dawson?
Yes, I blew it the other day.
You did? Well, what are you going to do about it?
Bad things happen when you hang around bad people.
If this was the last time you're going to see me, what would you say?
Please don't do this.
It's a miracle that you're alive, Dawson.
I blame you for thinking that you know what was best for me when it was you that was best for me.
Now, this movie is based on the book by Nicholas Sparks, who brought us The Notebook, of course. So yes, guys, this is not so much for you as it is for us. It's making the impossible love story come true, that there is only one great love for each of us, and no matter where we go or what we do or how much time has passed, it will find us and forever make its mark on our souls that can never be forgotten, erased, or forsaken. See what I mean, guys? But, and I know it might be a little bit of blasphemy to bring down the whole romantic fantasy a bit, whenever movies mess with time and go from back then to right now, it's tricky business. I mean, you kind of have to make the younger characters look like the older ones, right? Which I didn't buy with the girls in this movie, so to avoid being distracted, just plan on not paying too much attention. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.